Welcome back, Breakdown listeners. ESPN Boise, the place to be for this football Friday. Boise State style. Spring game weekend, alumni night. A lot of former players back in town. Don't forget, Ian Johnson joins the program tonight at 4 p.m. as he does Coach Christensen, or at least he's scheduled to do every Friday. We're actually getting Ian in today, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
He's texting me right now asking me if he's supposed to be on today.
He knows he's supposed to be on today. He's trying to get out of work again.
Yeah, probably.
Nice, Ian. Well, let's head to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Really, really happy about this guest. And big thanks to Ian Johnson for helping us work this one out. They're going to honor him tomorrow before the spring game. Number 11, Kellen Moore, joining us here on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Kellen, hey, appreciate you taking the time for us here on ESPN Radio in Boise. How are things, man?
Thanks for having me, first and foremost. Yeah, things are going well. We're finishing up our relaxing time and heading out to Detroit here fairly soon. So it's been good.
Yeah, off-season workouts start for you guys when, Kellen?
April 20th.
April 20th. Nice. Very nice. Yeah. You got a few more days.
Yeah.
Unlike some of these other teams that started on the 7th, man, they started early.
I know. We had that last year with the new coaching staff, and it made that off-season pretty long, but it's not too bad this year.
Well, Kellen, I want to ask you a couple of Detroit questions before we move on to some local stuff. But, you know, hey, kind of a new look for that defense in you guys. You lose big Ndamukong Suh, you know, a guy I had at Nebraska, and Nick Fairley. I mean, it's a different look on defense for you guys this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, you know, getting Haloti Ngata is huge in many ways. And so, you know, that'll help that situation out. And then obviously we got a lot of young guys. I think they're playing pretty well, and obviously our defense played tremendous last year and did a lot of things for us. So,
well, Kellen, let me ask you, it's going to be your fourth year in the league. You decided to stay in Detroit. Was there any particular reason for wanting to stay in Detroit for you, other than, you know, you've been there for the last 3 years, and then also, you know, your fourth year, what are some of the things that you got to look forward to and improve on as a fourth-year quarterback in the National Football League?
Yeah, obviously, we felt good. Obviously, our goal was obviously if the situation presented itself that it felt good, that if we can go back to Detroit with kind of a plan in place, we'd love to go back. And so we were fortunate that it worked out, and we did it before free agency, so we never really had to deal with all that chaos, which was nice. And we're excited to be back, and we'll see what happens this year. Obviously, Matthew, Dan, myself, we kind of got the group back, and it's a fun group. We have a lot of fun together, and we enjoy it. And so, you know, as far as me, it's just continuing to improve, take advantage of preseason games. You know, those are really the big steps for me. You know, whenever you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. You can continue to do those things, and more opportunities will come your way.
Once again, Kellen Moore hanging out with us here on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline, the Breakdown. Coach Mike, John Mallory, ESPN Radio here in Boise. Kellen, you got to be honored to be getting honored tomorrow night at the spring game. Just your thoughts on this and a tribute to you and all you did here for the community and this football team. What an honor it must be for you.
Yeah. It'll obviously be a lot of fun. It works out well that a lot of former players and all of us that played here in the past, we'll all be back for that weekend. So, you know, obviously I think, you know, my name will be tied to it, but in many ways it's probably a contribute to the things we're able to accomplish in our 4 years playing here. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be good to see guys that you don't see as often or haven't seen in a few years, and we'll enjoy that part.
The new staff with Coach Harse and everybody, yet last year winning another Fiesta Bowl. How close are you able to still follow the Broncos, but at the same time pursuing a professional career?
Yeah, certainly we do what we can. For people who haven't experienced living on the East Coast, they complain about those kickoffs being late here, and they're 10:30, 11 o'clock at night over there. So,
man. Kellen, we complain about them being late here. Are you kidding me?
I know, exactly. Yeah, we're trying to get to halftime, you know, and if possible, because the next morning usually we're off to the stadium and getting ready for a 1 o'clock kickoff. So it makes it difficult to watch some of those games, but we do what we can, and when we get a chance, certainly. watch them.
Kellen, I'm buddies with Kirby, and I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, him joining Coach Peterson's staff up there in Seattle. Going to be very interesting week one, a ton of mixed emotions. First off, for you, I know you're going to be rooting for Boise State, but on the other side, you have your brother, who's his first game as a coach at the FBS level, Kirby, and then obviously Coach Pete, what he means to you. Do you have any idea what the emotions running through you for that game are going to be like, and if so, can you share them with us here on the radio for a couple seconds?
It'll be a unique. It'll probably be a first where truly you kind of have a vested interest in both sides of a game. And obviously, right now it's easy to say it's going to be a win-win because either way, someone you care about is going to finish out on top. But it'll be interesting. It's like, you know, like typical, like most NCAA basketball games, for example, you usually watch a game and say, I really don't care who wins. And there'll come a time about 5 minutes in the game. You'll decide on your own who you really want. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun, though.
Well, Kellen, you got a new little baby. Is he still keeping you up at night?
He's doing awesome. He's coming up on 8 months. So we've enjoyed our free time, our off season. It's been nice to kind of spend a bunch of time with him and enjoy that part. And he's obviously been awesome.
Well, 8 months, he's practically an old man. Holy smokes.
I know.
They grow fast, don't they?
No doubt.
Once again, the spring game tomorrow. Kellen Moore joining us, the festivities tomorrow and all this stuff. You probably could not care less whether or not the school decides to retire your number or not. But I'll just be honest, a lot of people in Bronco Nation, we got calls and tweets and emails. A lot of the fan base they're saying kind of shucks. They were hoping that number 11 would go next to number 12 and have that happen as two numbers being retired. Just your thoughts on that. Maybe if you ever get your number retired, what that might feel like here for Boise State.
Obviously it would have been awesome just because of the rarity of it in Boise State. And if it were to happen, I think, you know, more importantly, I think it'd be a big opportunity to explain what number 12 is all about, because I think so many people don't exactly know why someone doesn't wear 12 and why it's really not publicized why it is. But obviously Mr. McMillan, a former quarterback at Boise State. And so, it's a rare thing. And, obviously either way, it's a great opportunity and exciting time. And whatever happens, happens.
Well, Kellen, speaking of quarterbacks, Coach Harsin's got a good problem, or you could say a bad problem on his hands right now with three or four quarterbacks and trying to choose who's going to be the starter next year. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at any of these guys, maybe Young Rippon a little bit, Ryan Finley from last year, and Alex Ogle, and even Tommy Stewart in that group. But it sounds like it's a four-horse race right now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I haven't had an opportunity to watch practice yet this offseason. Obviously, I've gotten to kind of know all those guys a little bit here and there, all great guys. And, I think it's one of those things, obviously, like I think Coach Harsin's mentioned, in most cases, these things go all the way through August because, you're young guys, especially a guy like Rhett, who's just trying to figure things out probably right now. He's going to grow drastically in the offseason when he's throwing on his own, he's throwing with teammates. There's so much development that's going to happen. It's still however many months away. There's a lot of stuff that's going to go on until that time to help decide that.
Kel, well, let me ask you then. I mean, when you got the job, you had to compete against, Bush Hamden. And what was that like for you? I mean, what was the pressure like? What were things that you were looking at and just realizing as you were trying to earn that job?
I think the biggest thing, you just got to have a positive attitude, enjoy it. You really can't control, you don't decide who starts necessarily as far as all you can control is what you do on the field. And kind of the same way as you being a third string quarterback in the NFL, it's when you get an opportunity to play, you play well, more opportunities are going to come your way. And just take advantage of your opportunities. If you play 10 snaps of the third string in the first scrimmage, take advantage of those 10 snaps and, maybe it gives you a few more the next one and keep progressing. And I think I was very fortunate to be in a situation when I was going through it, just because Bush was a tremendous, awesome guy. I continue to, say that he helped and kind of saved me through that first year, just being a young guy, not necessarily knowing what I was doing half the time. And he was a positive. He was really our team leader without ever stepping on the field. And Ian probably could tell stories and attribute to this, but you know, he was a huge help for me.
Well, real quick, Kellen, before we get you out of here, I mean, you just mentioned Ian. Have you had an Ian sighting since you've been back? Because we haven't seen him in, oh, it seems like months.
I did one event at St. Alphonse with Ian. It's been a couple of years since I've seen him, though, but always good to see Ian. He's always good for making everyone laugh a few times and having some fun.
Hey, good luck in the NFL as you continue your career, Kellen. I know you got so many fans in the Treasure Valley.
Yeah, we'll be following you for sure.
For every Lions preseason game, it's like Twitter in Boise shuts down. It's a lot of fun. Everybody's really hoping that one day you get your shot and make the most of it. Most people think you will. Kellen Moore, appreciate you hanging out with us, man.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, guys.